Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
And many people started making bread back when we had nothing else to do, when the world shut down. Remember that? But now that period has passed, has the fascination with making bread continued? And if you don't have the time to monitor a sourdough starter, who has? What are the easiest breads to make? Well, Owen Klusky is here, head baker and owner of Bread 21. And just when you came in, you were telling me everybody can do this.
Yeah.
And you're trying to convince me that that's true.
Yeah, at Bread 41.
At Bread 41.
Oh, sorry.
You're all right. You're all right.
Get that bit right. But listen, going back to this obsession that we had with bread during the lockdown, which we don't mention too often. Do you think it has continued? Are people still doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. Short answer is yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think it's more than just making bread. I think anytime there's something happens maybe in the world, we always tend to want to maybe re-educate ourselves. And I think upskilling is still, everyone wants to know more or spend time doing something else. And with bread, it's for definitely been like, even for me, getting back into baking became because it was a time when I was a child and my nana had me in the kitchen and she was teaching me something. And at the end of it, I was getting something warm and hot to eat. So it's the reconnection of food, I would say, more than ever. You know?
Yeah, because when I was growing up, it was just the thing in our house that there was homemade bread every single day.
Yeah.
I grew up with that, which was great. And I hadn't been doing that, but recently I've said, you need to get your act together because you're not passing the skill on to your children. So now I do it, force myself to find the time to do it. And they're interested and they're looking and they're asking me, what did you put in this and what are you putting in that and how do you do? So it's also about teaching, isn't it?
It all goes back to education. For a long time, I've been looking at, you know, different elements of what's happening. And I think currently we're in two generations that are coming through that we don't have to ever learn to feed ourselves. And we can go to school at 4 years old and finish at 26, whatever it is, if you're doing through level education. And nowhere on the line does someone say, here's how you make a meal. Here's how you feed the mind. So we're always conscious of so much pressures on us. I mean, we don't take time out. The reason people don't bake and cook, it's actually nothing to do with ingredients. It's nothing to do with the know-how. We're not allowing ourselves that time to stop, you know, spend that time nourishing ourselves, which is absolutely crazy, you know.
Yeah, it's sometimes hard to find the time, though. Life is really busy.
Yeah, no, it is. I get that is. But like, as you said there, everyone who cooks and everyone who bakes will always refer to that moment in the kitchen with a loved one, you know, and them spending time with you. And it's worrying that we're getting so far past that. And listen, they want to learn. In Bread 41, in the last year, I've taught 3,000 kids how to make a simple loaf of bread. Last year, we put out a post on Instagram looking to run a project called Breadjucation. We put out a post for teachers to come in on their own time. We didn't charge for it. They didn't get paid for it. Come in and learn. I said, we'll get 50 teachers. We got 568 teachers on the island of Ireland who are giving their time up. Some travel from Tipperary just to spend over 2 weeks to spend a bit of time in the bakery and re-educate themselves to get back to the kids. So the want is there.
So the simple loaf then, the one that you're teaching the children how to do, how simple is it?
It's super simple. It's like a 10-minute mix, a 30-minute wait, and then it goes into the oven. And I think the bones of bacon, as you were saying before we kind of came on air there, you're making brown bread, you know, the bones of bacon has to start simple. You know, I think when we went into the sourdough phase, everyone wants to learn the hard stuff first. So I have a 9-year-old son and bought him a bike and they said, do you need stabilizers? And I said, no, he'd be grand without them. Little did I know he needed stabilizers.
Yeah.
And I run that to bread making is start basic, start easy, spark the idea. Because I think sometimes when something doesn't work, we tend to give up. But it's to get something very easy that works and give you the confidence to go to the next level. So yeah, bread to me is simple recipe. It's white flour. And as I said to you going on air, is that I always look at the process. So I'm always trying to buy a real ingredient of maybe organic flour. It's very affordable.
So are you using strong white flour? Is that
always right? Strong. Yeah. Okay. So in the bakery, we always use strong flour, which runs about protein content 12.5% to 13%. We get caught up in plain flour. I had some Americans over yesterday making bread and like they have 20 different flours to choose from. Thankfully, it's not that bad here where we have simple flours to choose from. Just and asking the question as well, like, is this the right flour for this? I think that's where we get disconnected on. So strong flour, water, a bit of fresh yeast, and a little bit of thyme, a little bit of salt. I always say buy a good ingredient because it's so little and allow taste. And we'd mix it by hand, sits in a bowl for 20 minutes, depending on room temperature. And then we can just fold it in two or we can make little rolls. But it's engaging. when you're making these simple breads, when I put it in, it's funny because as adults, when we run a bread course in the bakery, there's so many questions. But when you go into a school and you get your 5-year-olds to the 9-year-olds, I always say, well, that's a really good loaf of bread. And the answer I get back is, I just did what you told me to do. And it's so simple. And I always laugh. And it's that one thing.
So when the adults come in, you're saying to them, just do what I'm telling you to
well,
do.
Well, also when the adults come in, I get like crazy questions going, but what happens if I'm on the way home and there's traffic on the M50? And I'm like, I don't know. What happens if the power goes out? What happens if Mary calls over a cup of tea and they're looking for you to fix a problem that hasn't yet happened?
Yeah. If any of those things happen, go down to the supermarket and buy the bread and make it yourself.
Go to your local bakery and buy
it. Make it yourself the next day, and just get over it.
But it's more, baking is more than just the what you get at the end. Mm-hmm. Like I think, as you said there, we don't allow ourselves time. So if you're doing it, it's really weird because while baking, you tend to just focus on what's in front of you. And it gives you that time to just reflect, get easy, relax. And then the end of it, as I said, it's something that nourishes you. And that's more important.
So that simple recipe that you gave us, the flour, the water, the yeast and a pinch of salt.
Yeah.
What are you getting at the end of that? That's a
simple white pan. Okay. Now you can adjust the water, you can put in milk, you can put in buttermilk, you can make a batch bread. And this stuff I'll share online so people can look in it. But the bones of it is, it's like try something. It's a kilo of flour. It's 600 grams of water. It's 30 grams of fresh yeast and it's 15 grams of salt, 1.5% salt. And then what you do is put it all in a bowl, mix it. Don't think too hard. I always say before you start to knead, take a deep breath and bend your knees. You'll give yourself a bad back if you don't. And just move the dough around the table. And what we're trying to do is activate the gluten. We're trying to give it a little bit of strength. And then once this sort of mess comes together, you put it in a bowl and you rest it. So that's the difference with bread. It needs time to rest. You'd fold it in two, pop it in a tin, always preheating the oven. And then load it into the oven.
Okay, how hot is the oven?
Oven is 220. I don't know where we got caught in this. Yeah, see, this is my thing. Somewhere along the line, someone said everything was 180. Everything isn't 180.
Everything's 180. Everyone knows everything is 180.
Hot oven. Very, very simply, always preheat. And genuinely, some people don't know what does preheat mean. So when you turn your oven on and this little light switches on, when the light goes out, your oven's at temperature. And it's just one of those things. It's like, as you said, when we go back to education from cooking, we should read the manual how to work the oven.
That must be a short bake then at 220, is it?
No, it is about a 30-minute bake.
Is it?
Yeah, it's about a 30-minute bake.
Really hot. It doesn't burn on the top at that
temperature.
No,
well, listen, batch bread. This is where we get caught up. Batch bread, you want that colour on the top. We think sometimes when it has colour on it, it's burnt.
Crusty and crispy. Yes.
Caramelization. Okay. We're looking for caramelization, not burnt, is what we're looking for.
Because when I'm making my little soda bread, I'm cooking at 180.
Okay.
And for ages, like
yes.
It could be
an hour.
55 minutes. Yeah.
So what's happening there is it's just taking longer. A soda bread to me is like a 28-minute bread. So put the oven up a little bit more. Now, don't give out to me next week when you make your soda bread and I'm after burning my bread. But this is always looking back. So it's in for a complete hour. And equally, what I say to people is when you turn the oven on, don't make one loaf, make a few loaves.
Yeah, that's...
You know, and if you can get that into your weekly work week that I make bread on a Monday, you have bread for the week. And even though I own a bakery and there's all these beautiful bakeries around the island of Ireland, I want everyone baking again. That's my long-term goal. And the skill sets we have, it's an onus to us to pass it on to the generation that's coming up.
So if you're saying to somebody, here are the basics that you need to stock up on to get started, obviously you need to go out and get your strong... White flour, organic preferably.
Yes.
Yeast then. How do we buy
yeast? Is one. Fresh yeast. The beauty about this is any Eastern European shop. We're blessed with all these wonderful Eastern European shops. And why I say that is because they still make bread. And you can always go in and they'll always ask. It's interesting. When I go and I haven't got some, I'll go grab some and say, what are you making bread? And they get excited about it. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful environment to go in. They'll always stock fresh yeast. Ask the local bakery if possible. Many moons ago when I was growing up, you used to be able to go to your local supermarket and get some. I think them days are gone. I'm not too sure. But that's
okay. It. And because people, that's the one thing I think people mightn't be familiar with using is yeast.
But most will use fast action yeast, but I use fresh yeast where possible. And also water, if it's drinkable, you can make bread from it. So don't get too overfussed and you have to have this certain water, that water. If you can drink it, you can make bread.
And what changes about the loaf if you use milk?
Milk acidity. So that's that beauty of, and it goes back, as you were saying, with your soda bread. And when we grew up, I was very, very fortunate to grow up in a family that made bread. The sour milk always went to the bread.
Yeah.
But now the sour milk has gone down the drain because we don't know how to make the bread.
Well, I use buttermilk for the soda bread because I don't know how else to do it. That's what my mother did does. So I just copy her.
No, equally buttermilk. Yeah, buttermilk. And it saves you waiting for milk to go sour. So
yeah.
Buttermilk is absolutely fantastic and tons of flavour. And that's that, that texture when you cut the soda bread, that it gives that really, really nice. And you could play around with a recipe. Mm-hmm. So there's no wrong way to go. Add some seeds, add some raisins, you know, use what you have in the press. I'd have a loaf that I tried to make at home where I'll make a simple simple bread and I'll put it in. It's like a focaccia. And then what I'll do is I'll take everything that goes in the bottom left drawer of my house where all the vegetables go to die.
Yeah.
I take them out on the Sunday, chop them up and I'll throw it on top.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden you can put cheese on it. I have two kids and they don't like cheese, and it actually hurts my heart because I love cheese, but they like pizza cheese. So this is a great way to get cheese on that.
Yeah. So do you truthfully bake at home?
My wife does a lot more baking than I do, and she's a home economics teacher, so she's always there. So like, I do a little bit of baking. Mm. And my son is now old enough where he'll come into the bakery and spend time on the weekends and make some bread with us. So
what's in the box?
The box is treats. I believe they're not for you or for
No, they're not. No, I don't get the treats. They're for everybody else.
I'll just bring in these little Portuguese style tarts we make, and I bring up some bread, some sourdough bread, and some our take on a buttermilk batch bread, you know.
And just on the sourdough, we mentioned that everybody sort of tried it, didn't they, during lockdown? But it is a really hard place to start because people get obsessed with it, and it's tricky.
Yeah, listen, I get it all the time. I get messages on Instagram saying, I'm going away for 2 weeks, I'm bringing my sourdough starter with me. I'm like, oh my God, you're crazy. Don't do that. Put it in the fridge. And there is that element of people go crazy. I've
obsessed.
Been told that this is, yeah, they get obsessed with it. But it's a good obsession.
Mm.
And it during the lockdown, yeah, 100%, we were giving out 6,000 to 9,000 starter kits where people were making bread at home. We had a WhatsApp channel going. We shut down because it got really crazy in there. There was so much going on in it. But people still come in and say to me every other day, I have the sourdough starter you gave me 3 or 4 years ago and I still make bread. And that's the end goal. It's to create something at home, take time out of the hectic world we live in and create something.
How do you rate sourdough as a bread? Can I just, before you answer that, say I find it kind of a bread that goes off really quickly and gets hard really quickly. And it's not that easy to eat.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's absolutely delicious. So there's a lot in that. So our expectations on bread is that it should stay fresh for 7 days. And this bread that stays fresh for 7 days
is very processed.
Exactly, highly processed.
Yeah, accept that,
so
absolutely.
So what we would do is, as real bread bakers, our ambition is to put more water in the bread because more water is fresher bread for longer. And equally, we should be buying bread as we use. You know, so if I'll eat, in my house, I have 2 kilos of bread a day we'll eat between 4 of us, a kilo and a half. And that'd be 2 loaves or a loaf and a half. So it's fresh today, fresh tomorrow and toast. Currently we buy these this highly processed bread and we put it in a toaster and everyone says, oh, I like toast. And they're always toasting this bread. But we're actually toasting that bread to add flavour. So I'm a big believer, if you were to close your eyes and eat this pan, it doesn't taste of anything. You know, so we're toasting it to burn it, to put butter on it, to just build flavour. Where sourdough bread to me is cut it, doesn't even need butter. You can just close your eyes, eat it, and you can really taste all these flavours and get the taste buds back.
So it doesn't get time to get hard and stringy in your house. It's gone.
No. It should never get that way in anyone's house. Eat more real bread.
Oh, and thanks so much for coming in and for bringing the treats as well, even though I don't get any of them. Head baker and owner of Bread 41, Owen Klusky with The Gathering next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.